Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting fifth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Tommy John. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Green. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting sixth. The catcher, Doc Edwards. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Tommy Reynolds. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Bobby Del Greco. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mo Drabowski. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Mo Drabowski. And now, play ball. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Francona reaches second base with a double. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Francona scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is hit by the pitch. Davalillo moves to second. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a fly ball into right field. Cimoli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew strikes out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli hits a pop-up towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held strikes out. Two outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Francona hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davalillo strikes out. Two outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Alves hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitfield hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-1 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0-for-1 in the game. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held strikes out. One out. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-1 in the game. John hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Francona hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Greco. Francona reaches second base with a double. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with John covering, for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. Charles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Charles moves to second. Two outs. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Alvis strikes out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitfield strikes out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-2 in the game. Askew hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0-for-1 in the game. Del Greco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Del Greco. The throw from Askew and he is safe. Del Greco steals second. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Drabowski hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 0-for-2 in the game. Simulai hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kirkland. Green reaches second base with a double. Del Greco scores. It's Indians, 1, Athletics, 1. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kirkland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kirkland moves to third. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to second. One out. Bob Chance pinch hits for Tommy John. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance strikes out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Francona hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Gary Bell now pitching. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Seaburn strikes out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Charles strikes out. Two outs. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-2 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with Bell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drabowski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Alvis hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitfield hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tartabull pinch hits for Tommy Reynolds. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Del Greco hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski is 0-for-2 in the game. Drabowski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Tartabull now playing center field. Bobby Del Greco now playing left field. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-3 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kirkland hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Tommy Agee now playing right field. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 0-for-3 in the game. Simulai hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-3 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 3 in the game. Held hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Bosfield now pitching. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Alves hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davalillo moves to third. Alves moves to second. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-4 in the game. Whitfield hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Whitfield reaches second base with a double. Davalillo scores. Alves scores. It's 4-1, Indians. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-4 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-3 in the game. Edwards strikes out. Two outs. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-1 in the game. Tartabull takes first base on ball 4. Charles moves to second. Charlie Lau pinch hits for Bobby Del Greco. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lau for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Kansas City Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.